You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
G'day guys, you're here with Mitch from Explore Careers. We're lucky enough to have Henry Burke from CPC on the line. Thanks for joining us today, Henry.
Yeah, thanks Mitch, pleasure to be here. Very good.
Perfect mate, we'll just jump straight into it. Are you able to tell us a bit about your current role at CPC?
Yeah, all okay Mitch. My current role is General Manager of Pastoral NTWA. Manage about 200, in the group that I manage, we manage 230,000 head of cattle, and they run on 3.8 million hectares of land in the NT and WA.
Yeah, right.
That consists of 120 people that run across that whole business, and those roles all consist of station managers, head stockmen, stock staff, water maintenance staff, station mechanics, station cooks, camp cooks, horse breakers, diesel mechanics, and vets, and there's a range of other support, the rangelands, and those types of support staff that come in and help on a regular basis. So obviously busy. It's a busy job coordinating and mentoring that process, and that certainly keeps us going. We also have two feedlots in Indonesia, and our role in Australia is breeding and backgrounding basically for those feedlots. We send over 60,000 to 80,000 head of cattle a year to Indonesia and through those feedlots. And we have a close connection with those feedlots in terms of sending cattle over by ships and then over there putting them through the feedlot and going through that process. So the staff in Australia mix with those guys as well, and Indonesian. We also have about 180, 200 staff in Indonesia, and some of them come across to mix with our operations as well. So it's a good flow on for staff who are interested to go across there and their staff to come across to us. So I also participate in the boardroom discussion at a high level management with our support team in Brisbane office and our executives. So that allows for good decision making processes, allows us to be close to the decision making process, and obviously bring us back to the stations where the day to day is occurring and the reasons why, when, and what for, I suppose.
Awesome, mate. Definitely sounds like you've got your hands full with a few different exciting things going on there. If you had to narrow it down and tell us the best thing about working for CPC, what would that be? What would be the best thing in your eyes be?
Been with CPC 2 years, or a bit over 2 years, going into my third, and it's been an absolute joy to be on board with the crew, the culture of the team, the network of the people within it, and the ability to sort of connect and get the job done. I've really enjoyed that. I've enjoyed the smaller executive team being able to make swift decisions or quick decisions, and get that back to the down to the day to day of the business and get on with it. So from that point of view, I think it's a tremendous opportunity. Working with young people and being able to mentor them into whether they move on to different careers in agriculture outside of our business or whether they stay with our business. It's very rewarding to see those young people come through and continue on in agriculture.
Yeah, awesome, Matt. And that actually leads me into my next question. Looking at the agriculture industry as a whole, what would be some of the best things about working in agriculture?
I think the diversity, the varied skill set of the agriculture. You know, what today you could be mustering cattle, tomorrow you'll be out doing water maintenance, or you're loading trucks to market spec specifications. the whole skill set is varied and range. You're assessing grass for the animal. You've got animal welfare compliance. You've got the regulatory compliance. There's a whole heap of things that you're doing varied, and it's not just sitting in an office chair all day. You're sort of moving around, getting each one of those skill sets tuned, and making sure every person is over those skill sets. So to me, that's the ideal of working in agriculture. You've just got a varied skill set to work to do.
Yeah, and I think that would appeal to everybody listening, the fact that every day was different, and as you said, you're not confined to either sitting behind a desk or doing the same thing all the time. That would definitely be appealing to people listening, and even saying it to me now, it sounds exciting to me. Last one before I let you go, what would you say the greatest challenges would have been that you faced during your time at CPC?
I think the greatest challenge has been the weather conditions, obviously, managing to the weather conditions. And this year, we're pretty much in drought across the NT, WA, and organising and ensuring that our animals are all well cared for and in the very best paddocks they can be, with grass and water and those sorts of things, has been our biggest challenge in lining that up and ensuring those animals are well cared for. So that in itself is quite a big logistical planning process, where we move cattle from their current paddocks into another paddock or off station to another area, whichever. It's always logistically planning and your timing and all those sort of things, which is a different skill set that we do day to day. So keeping everyone on board and keeping the crew update and planned has been a bit of a challenge, I suppose, this year particularly.
Yeah, definitely. And you always see in the news that the weather conditions are affecting the agricultural industry, and it's good to hear that obviously you guys have got such a big focus on the animal welfare, which is obviously important to most everyone in our lives. But I'll leave it there, mate. I won't take up any more of your time. It's been great to hear about your time at CPC today. So thanks for jumping on the line today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Mitch.
Cheers. Thanks, Henry.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.